Not everyone growing up in the islands feels the spirit of aloha. The Micronesian experience in Hawaii is often defined by feelings of exclusion and discrimination. Marshallese poet Kathy Jetnell Kitchener's writing sheds light on a voice not often heard. Kathy Jetnell Kitchener is in the middle of packing up her Makiki apartment and is getting ready to move back to the Marshall Islands. She's lived in Hawaii since she was six, an experience she says has been a mixed bag.
I think there was a lot of good and bad, but I think the bad part was definitely having to grow up with this ingrained racism that was just kind of underlying a lot of society that, you know, I wasn't really fully aware of until I left.
She left to attend college in California. That's where she really started to get involved with writing and slam poetry. She's probably best known for a YouTube video she posted back in 2011 while she was working on her master's in Pacific Island Studies from UH. In the video, she's standing in front of a large banyan tree, her dark hair pulled back into a long braid. Her voice builds with intensity as she reads her poem, Lessons from Hawaii.
Prettier, as in not ugly, like those other Micronesian girls who are always walking by the street smiling rows of gold teeth like they got no shame, with hair greased and braided cascading down dirt roads of brown skin, down shimmering dresses called guams and neon-colored chukki skirts, and I can hear the disgust in my cousin's voice. Look at those girls. They wear their guams to school and to the store like they're at home. Don't they know? This isn't their country. This is America. See, that's why everyone here hates us Micronesians.
That's a line that my cousin says, and that's true. I think what I also grew up around a lot of was my own family members internalizing it and hating ourselves, and then, you know, just passing it on to each other.
Jetnell Kitchener says Micronesians are often the brunt of racial jokes and slurs. She's heard everything from punchlines, comparing them to monkeys, to more systemic issues, like her cousin, who was forced to take English as a second language, despite being fluent. She says growing up, nobody spoke openly about these kinds of things.
It was kind of like discussed in like hushed whispers at home, you know, between my family members. And it was something that we were ashamed about and we were angry about. We were so angry, but it just wasn't out there yet.
And she's hoping her poems will help start that dialogue. Over the past couple years, she's been asked to tell her story at different schools across the islands. She remembers visiting a group of fourth graders. She started her talk by asking the class to raise their hand if they were from Micronesia.
And none of them wanted to raise their hands. Like, I saw all these kids, like, elbowing the other kids and the teachers being like, hey, but, like, none of them wanted to raise their hands. And then I said, I'm Micronesian, I'm Marshallese. And then that's when they kind of felt a little bit more comfortable. But it really hurt me to see these kids not being proud of being like, yes, I'm Micronesian. Yes, I'm, you know, Marshallese or Chukis or Ponpei. That kind of broke my heart.
It's not only a matter of pride, but also of shame.
One of the worst parts of internalizing that hatred was that I lost that connection for so long. And I even lost so much of my language because I wasn't speaking it because I wasn't proud of it, you know? You know, I've seen that a lot, you know, a lot of us being ashamed of ourselves. That's one of the reasons why I put out that poem. I didn't want kids to continue feeling that way and hating themselves.
As she prepares to leave, her relationship with Hawaii is not bitter, but it is complicated.
As much as I wrote and I speak out about the injustices that's in Hawaii, there's a lot of really beautiful people here, beautiful culture, and I think I don't get to really talk about that side enough. I do love Hawaii, you know, I love it. And Hawaii's been so good to me in so many other ways. So I guess that's kind of how I'd like to end it. Lessons from Hawaii. I've learned a few new lessons from Hawaii.
Lessons will play a big role in Jetnell Kitchener's next chapter, teaching English at the College of the Marshall Islands this fall. Connections she hopes to find there hold a new resonance. She's returning with her newborn daughter. Molly Solomon for HPR News.